on ABC New South Wales, and this morning we've been talking about things that you find, but now I want to hear about the things that you swap. It's an Aussie tradition to give a mate a slab of beer in exchange for a hand. I'm just wondering, though, if that's still alive. Now, when we were living on our little farm, we did that with our neighbours all the time. If Gerald slashed our paddock, then we'd drop over a slab of Forex. You know, that's what he drank. He'd help out with the fencing, then we would just what you'd do, you'd go to the bottle-o and you'd pick up a slab, and that was the trade. An unspoken norm. But now with Facebook, there is actually something called the beer economy. Forums have sprung up that replace financial currency with slabs of pale ale, bottles of wine, homebrew, and many other types of alcohol. Actually, in the Northern Territory, a private group called the Darwin Beer Economy launched in August this year. It's got 14,000 members, and they offer loads of different services like deck repairs, bathroom tiling, car mechanics, and finding lost pets, all in exchange for alcohol. Is it legal? Well, that's questionable. Maurice Mizalowski is a business futurist, and he joins us here on Mornings. Hi, Maurice.
Hi, Sue.
Did you ever predict that that age-old tradition of sharing a slab would turn into this?
I didn't predict it, but it makes perfect sense, because pretty much everything we've done in our normal lives has kind of morphed itself into a digital life as well.
Yeah, this whole share economy, isn't it? This is the word of 2015. But thanks to, like, social media, once you set something up like that, it becomes almost formalised. Does that make it illegal?
Well, it's not so much the group itself that's illegal. It might be the act of the sharing. So what the main issue around that is the liquor licensing and the ATO, of course, who both say that you can trade, swap and do whatever you want. But the minute you do anything that has some form of currency, and in this case it's beer, it has an equivalent value, then perhaps you need to let the ATO know. But you certainly need a liquor license, and that's the big issue, a liquor license to be able to quote-unquote sell liquor.
Yeah, that's probably why they're coming pretty hard down on these Facebook pages. They're being watched quite closely.
Well, they're being watched, but the difficulty is you've got to find them to watch them.
Is it hard to find them, though? I mean, they're quite public, aren't they? No?
Well, no, most of them aren't. So what we're talking about are secret groups in Facebook. Facebook has open groups, closed groups, and secret groups. Open is what most people have. Closed means that only those people in it can talk to each other, but everybody else can see what's being said. And secret means that you have to be invited into the group, accepted into the group, and only those people can see and interact with each other. And there are literally, I mean, we don't know, but there would be hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of these secret groups. And they're nothing untoward. They're often just community groups. They're people with like interests, religious groups, ethnicity, gender. We shouldn't be worried about them. They're not subversive in any way. They just like to speak amongst themselves.
Yeah, and by for themselves, some of those sites on Facebook are guest-only as well, aren't they?
They are. So some of them are known because we're talking about them. They make the press, but lots of them are just benign little groups of people that are just there and they don't need any publicity, they don't want it. So we really don't know what's being said and done in this space. But in this space is where we're talking about these beer swapping economies and all sorts of bits and pieces.
What have you seen when it comes to the share economy? How strange does it get out there? What are people sharing?
Oh, they're sharing all kinds of things. I mean, literally, you can think of anything. They're sharing dogs. Last year, there was a number of sites that came up that let you share a pet. Now, I know that sounds silly, but we're not talking about cutting it up. We're talking about perhaps people going on holidays that then will share it out. We're talking about ill and infirmed people that can't look after a pet but would love to have one perhaps during the day or for a couple of hours. So those kinds of sites evolve, and they're very, very interesting sites. I've seen sites that share handbags, sites that, one called Mama Bake that I love particularly, is a group of women, it doesn't have to be, but the advertising is always women, a group of women that get together once a week to do a huge bake and cook up for the week, and then share the food amongst themselves. So there are all kinds of people that are coming together.
Terrific. I love the idea, especially of the share a pet, because what we see is so many RSPCAs filled with unwanted dogs because they became too much of a hassle. So if you could have a dog part-time, maybe that would have some really positive outcomes for the RSPCA and for pet owners too.
I think so. I mean, again, it all has to be coordinated, so there's always that issue around it. And of course, when we're talking about a living thing like a pet, there's a bit more onus that needs to go on, and we need to make sure that its health and welfare is good and it's fed normally. But given all those things are in place, I've seen some of the wonderful uses of them, and they are just around the aged care, the infirmed, giving people opportunity to use a pet who might not be able to look after it normally. So yes, I think it's a wonderful thing.
What about the trading of actual services? So, you know, you need a deck built and the builder around the corner will do that in exchange for something. Is that happening a lot?
It's always been happening. I mean, has it not happened? Literally from the day we arrived in Australia, the first people that were paid in Australia to work, going back to the 1700s, were paid by rum and beer. So it's not an unusual thing at all. It was a currency that we used. We only need to go to our renovation shows on air, on television, last year. A lot of them were using beer economy. You know, if you want this thing taken up to your apartment while you renovate it, you've got to give me a slab of beer. It's quite common.
Okay, now we heard, you know, murmurs about maybe taxing people who Airbnb. Do you think we're ever going to see the government try and tax the share economy at some point?
Oh, it's going to have to try. It will have to try. It's a incredibly large space. At the moment, this is global. It turns over $15 billion. And within about 10 years, maybe less, we're looking at a $335 billion industry. It is just growing phenomenally. And the tax department would have to be sitting there trying to figure out how to get their hands on some of it.
Yeah, good on you, Morris. Thanks for your thoughts this morning.
A pleasure.
That's Morris Mizalowski. He's a business futurist. And I want to know what you're trading. Are you still swapping slabs of beer for a hand? 1300 222 923 if you want to give me a ring this morning. Or send a